Broadcasting live from the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida, for HIMSS 19, it's This Just In. Now here's your host, HIT advisor Justin Barnes.
So thank you very much. Chris Fowler, COO of CPSI and President CEO of TrueBridge. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Sure, we appreciate it. So first of all, before we dive into all the questions, what do you hope to accomplish over the next couple of days? What are your goals?
You know, part of what we're trying to do here at HIMSS is figure out what the latest trends are, making sure that from a product strategy standpoint that we've got our eye on the target and mm-hmm. that we're delivering for our customer base exactly what we need to be from an industry standpoint.
Okay. And so we really can't do commercials, but I'd love 30 seconds because I actually don't know TrueBridge, so I'd love to know more personally about TrueBridge.
Okay, wonderful. So TrueBridge is our services arm for CPSI. We focus on revenue cycle management, consulting, and a myriad of services. TrueBridge RCM is our clearinghouse product platform. We represent about 36% of CPSI's overall revenue, and have grown over the last 20 years, focused primarily on finding areas for our customer base where we can achieve an economy of scale and deliver a service for them or a solution for them that they can't quite do themselves. And have been doing that for the last 20 years and continue to look for those opportunities where we can help them be successful and continue to focus on patient care.
Excellent. You come from a great organization. I've known CPSI for 20 plus years. You guys are the greatest people. Everybody I've ever worked from your organization is really nice, really kind, and just great.
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, one of the great things about our company is...
You're also long-term employees. You all are long-term employees.
That's exactly where I was going. I'm one of the babies of the executive team, and I've been there 19 years.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's awesome. So going into some of the thought leader questions now, what healthcare or health IT trends are you seeing in the industry?
So kind of going back towards the TrueBridge side and where we focus on services, one of the things that we're really seeing impact our customers and across the industry is the transition to high deductible plans.
Yep.
And so how our hospitals are managing that portion of the AR. What are you doing to make sure that where patients may have had a $15 copay and a small deductible, now that's a larger lift for the patient.
Yep.
We're seeing that at our company. Our healthcare prices, our costs are going up. So how are our hospitals making sure that what used to be 5-7% of their cash collections now over 10%, how are they managing that and making sure that money's not going out the door?
That's fantastic. No, a very good point. So what are two or three best practices that you can offer my audience on how to successfully navigate that?
So, you know, what we see is that typically patients want to pay their bills.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mostly about education. So what can you do on the front end from being able to educate your patient about their health plan so that when the time comes, when they're going to receive their bill, that there's not questions and there's not this feeling of that there's a gotcha on the backside.
Right.
That they understand that it's not the hospital, that it's their insurance, and it's just the change in the industry. And, you know, as we continue to see healthcare become a little more portable, a little more customer driven, which wasn't the case 20 years ago and it wasn't the case 5 years ago.
Right.
You know, you go into the hospital and you get 100 tests run, and now, you know, that was all covered under your copay. Now there's an individual deductible for each one of those. And so making sure that patient's aware of exactly what their plan is so that they understand the financial applications or ramifications that are going to come out of that.
That's fantastic. So thinking out, just the thing about the high deductible health plans and navigating that, certainly from the revenue cycle management side, is very key. So, I mean, that's spot on. Something I've been working on for a couple of years personally as well. So I love it. Thinking out, though, ahead, because HIMSS is a lot about the here and now and what we're trying to navigate in 19 and 20. But thinking out to 2022, what do you see either within your customer base or even in the industry that we should tell people to keep your eye on that? This is going to be a growing, burgeoning area, something to navigate.
So it kind of dovetails along the back of the high deductible plan, and that the patient's responsibility is going to continue to grow more and more in healthcare.
Yes, very true.
At the end of the day, over the last 5-7 years since meaningful use, all development has been so focused around provider engagement, provider adoption, where now we see that shift moving much towards the patient. So there's patient education, there is how do we devise technology and how do we develop technology to make it to where the patient can be more engaged and more a part of their process and to where that experience fits for them. So focusing on, you know, and there's a lot of buzzwords you can throw out mm-hmm. there, but at the end of the day, you know, it's transitioning from treating sick people to treating well people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and how do you do that? You don't do that in the hospital. So you leverage technology, you leverage your iPhone, you leverage your Apple Watch, and it's not a Steve Jobs commercial.
Right, yeah.
But all technologies sure. that you can that are portable now that we're seeing out there and being used, how do we get patients to be more engaged in their healthcare and make sure that they're committed to the well-being of themselves and also of the institution?
That's fantastic. I love it. I agree. Specifically, what steps are you guys taking to navigate that at CPSI and at TruBridge?
So a few years ago, we started our, along with Caravan Health, we initiated our own ACO.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have 30 plus hospitals that are actually a part of that now, which, you know,
For the CPSI employees?
Our customers. So we have 33 hospitals that participate in an ACO or in ACOs we deliver along with Caravan Health.
Excellent.
So that was our first step, and we're in the process now of figuring out how we deliver or how we help deliver chronic care management for our hospitals. So bringing that in not just as software and not as some consultancy, but as a white glove service to where we're actually providing that for them. They can continue to stay focused on the things that they need to, and we can help migrate their patients more towards this healthy environment that we're looking to create.
That's fantastic. Chris, I truly appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you for joining the show.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you, my friend. Great job.